Coming up on episode number 429, it's an all-request show live from Orlando, Florida. And as a special treat, all of tonight's requests are songs that were originally written or performed by the Rolling Stones. And I'll cap the whole thing off with some trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's Monday, February 25th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition of the All Request Show. And yeah, the microphone sounds a lot different than the one I'm used to. The surroundings are a lot different than I'm used to. I don't have the big screen here, so it's going to be tough putting together tonight's show. It's been a while since I've done it on the small screen, and I've really gotten used to the extra real estate. But tonight you are going to hear a bunch of Rolling Stones covers, six of them to be exact, two of the same song, and I'll leave you to discover that on your own. Coming to you from Orlando, Florida, I'm down here for the Newspaper Advertising Association Conference, the NAA Conference, and it's been a great show so far. We've got a booth there with a company that I do some work for, and been on my feet all day, so this is a nice little respite, a nice little break from all of the action that I've had over the last several hours. Let's go ahead and get things started with a request from Philip in Richmond, Virginia. He wanted to hear the Primitives version of As Tears Go By, a song written by the Rolling Stones, made famous both by them and by Nico. Here's the Primitives, who are better known for a one-hit wonder in the 80s called Crash, As Tears Go By.
I sit and watch.
That is Gob with their cover of Paint It Black from the 1998 album How Far Shallow Takes You. And it's hard for me, as an Arrested Development fan, it's hard for me not to pronounce that as Job. G-O-B. That's Gob. And I don't have the name of the person who requested that, so if you're listening, I apologize, and that one is going out to you. Before that, you heard The Primitives from their album Bombshell, or their single Bombshell, with a cover of As Tears Go By, and that one was requested by Philip in Virginia. Let's continue with another track here. Let me move that forward, move this window back. It's like a sliding number puzzle here. Lovely. Child of the Moon, and this was a request by Michael. Did Michael say where he's from? He did. He said he's from Chicago. So Michael from Chicago. Here's a group called Radon Daughters and their cover of Child of the Moon. This comes from their album. I'm sorry, no, it was a compilation called Gimme Shelter. Volume 2 is one of those ride-along CDs that comes with a magazine, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you which one it was. Of course, the original was done by the Rolling Stones, as are each of the tracks that you're going to hear tonight. Here's Child of the Moon by Radon Daughters.
To my face, light, the light, she is here. She flickers like a landlady vision.
going out to Bob in Lebanon, Ohio. That's Over the Rhine with their cover of Ruby Tuesday. Bob did a search on my site and was able to find that I have not played any Over the Rhine previously, which is funny because I do like them. I actually saw them in concert open up for Jellyfish way back in like 1991 and thought they were fantastic, and definitely lost touch with the band. Never really did follow up on any of their albums or see if they had any covers. So Bob, thank you so much for letting me know about that one. That's available on their album Amateur Shortwave Radio. Very, very cool track, Ruby Tuesday. Before that, you heard Child of the Moon by the Radon Daughters, and another request going out there. Another great track, too. You know, it's really good, too. You'll find that on the 2000 Ride Along CD. It's one of those things you could probably find on auction or find on Amazon Marketplace for very, very cheap. Gimme Shelter, and it was volume 2. There were two CDs that came out, depending on which version of the magazine you bought. And because of that, I'm guessing that it was Q Magazine, because they were notorious for releasing those pairs of cover CDs, volume 1 and volume 2. The Radon Daughters did Child of the Moon, and that was another request. Let's get to our last set of requests here. You'll notice we're not doing any ads in tonight's show, just kind of keeping it low-key. Obviously, we'll have trivia later, but definitely a mellow show here. Let's go to another cover of Paint It Black. This one has more of a Middle Eastern feel to it, and it's by a group called Firewater from their 2004 album Songs We Should Have Written. This was a request from Bobby from Kansas City, Missouri. We talked a lot via email about Firewater, and he'd mentioned quite a few tracks on that album, on that same Songs We Should Have Written album that I needed to check out. Love it, and I love the, like I said, the Middle Eastern feel to this track. So check it out. It's Paint It Black by Firewater.
My love will laugh with me.
Going out to Kara in Batavia, Illinois, that is Wild Horses by the Sundays, a song that's so popular that during the year I get a lot of requests for it. I'm really surprised that it doesn't end up on more of the Coverville countdowns. I think it was in 1 year, but it certainly wasn't in last year, which really does surprise me because it is such a such a popular song, such a popularly requested song. That comes from their album Blind, which came out in 1992. Wow. Almost 15 years ago. Very, very cool. That song was really just held up as a really, really emotional, wonderful cover. And part of it might be because it was used as the backing music to a beer commercial a while back, and I can't remember which one it was. Before that, we heard Firewater with their version of Paint It Black. That is going out to Bobby. And that comes from a 2004 album called Songs We Should Have Written. All right, well, if you're not sick of the audio from this microphone yet, then stick around, because we're going to go ahead and do Musically Challenged. It's going to be me solo, of course. Tina's not here for this one, obviously. And I guess let's just jump right into it. It is a special letters edition of Musically Challenged. Let's find out how this works.
Hello there, Brian and Tina. This is Michael Fox here from Apex, North Carolina.
Hi, Michael.
This is Raleigh, the home of North Carolina State Government Complex, 2006 Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes, and about 1,360 strip malls. I'm here to welcome you to a Musically Challenged post office. Out here at a post office, I have a series of letters that are to be sent out to their recipients today. These are people responding to others who sing their songs. Now, what I want you to do is identify as six songs and the artists who performed them. There are two clues to each letter. First, each letter is postmarked with the year that the song came out. Second, there is another clue that you'll have to find for yourself. Sometimes there may be more than two clues. Here we go. Letter number one. Postmarked 1969.
I love the sound effects there of the rattling paper. Very cool, Michael. This is a fun excuse me, gimmick too, a fun theme with identifying the songs from the letters. All right, let's get to it. Sorry.
Dear sir, you should be lucky to at least compete with that guy. Whenever I go play that game after a ball comes out, it just slips right through before I can even get a chance to hit it. Sincerely, William Bally.
All right, whenever I play a game after a ball comes out, I'm guessing it's baseball related. 1969. Strike. Okay, I'm drawing a blank on this one. Let's go to the next one.
Letter number two, postmarked 1972. To whom it may concern, yes, we do come out of the sky when you get close enough. Also, we don't move much. The Rockies, Appalachians, and Cascades.
Okay, so mountains, 1972, mountains, and yes, we do come out of the sky. God, I feel this is probably going to be something really, really obvious, and I'm completely missing it here, aren't I? All right, let's continue on. No dead air.
Okay. Here's number one. Letter number three, postmarked 1973. Dear Mr. D, I don't think we're going to be taking you in, especially if you're going to be crossing the U.S.-Mexico border like that. Thanks, the town of Annandale.
Okay. Town of Annandale, I'm going to guess that it's My Old School by Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, or I'm sorry, My Old School by Steely Dan. I guess Mr. D, Steely Dan. I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. Letter number four, postmarked 1990. Dear John, either one. That shrimpy guy is nothing but a coward. I demand a match with the universe. Thanks, the three-sided fighter.
Okay, I think I'm finally getting this. So the song is They Might Be Giants, Particle Man. And I think that letter comes from Triangle Man. So am I guessing, looks like I'm actually guessing characters that are in the song as well. Okay.
All right, we got two more. I just want to warn you, these are going to be a little trickier.
Oh, no.
Letter 5, postmarked 2004. Dear sir, that is correct. I am on a dating scene. Hard to believe that back in February, you were on a dating scene, too. Better yet, how on earth does my guy look like her? It kills me to think of it. And there's a little blend of lipstick on the bottom of the paper.
And... Wow. Is it The Girl Is Mine by Brandy and Monica? That's my guess.
And letter.
Or The Boy Is Mine. The Boy Is Mine.
Postmarked 1967. Listen up, you funny looking fellow. You haven't seen the last of me. And I know for a fact that my plane is much better than that flying house of yours. And it's initialed BVR. I'll give you answers now because I know you're.
Well, hold on a second. Let me get that. I want to hear that one again.
You haven't seen. Got a bottom of the paper. And letter number 6. Postmarked 1967. Listen up, you funny looking fellow. You haven't seen the last of me. And I know for a fact that my plane is much better than that flying house of yours. And it's initialed BVR.
My plane is better looking than that flying house of yours. 1967. Golly, okay, boy.
I'll give you answers now because I know you're just going to be pausing throughout the whole thing.
Yes.
All right, here are your answers. Here's letter number 1. Letter number 1 again reads, Dear Sir, you should be lucky if you can at least compete with that guy. Whenever I go play that game after a ball comes out, it just slips right through before I can even get a chance to hit it. Sincerely, William Bally. The answer to that one is Pinball Wizard, the all-time favorite from Who and her classic album, Tommy. The letter is a clear response to how a narrator is a great pinball player, but he is unable to handle the skills of a deaf, dumb, and blind boy, Tommy. The clue here comes from the name of the center, William Bally. Williams and Bally are two highly successful arcade game manufacturers. Letter number 2. That one read, To whom it may concern. Yes, we do come out of the sky when you get close enough. Also, we don't move much. The Rockies, Appalachians, and Cascades. The answer is the Yes Classic Roundabout. Obviously, mountains do not come out of the sky and stand there, just as the chorus says. The clue comes from the first word of the entry. Letter number 3. Letter number 3 again read, Dear Mr. D, I don't think we're going to be taking you in, especially if you're going to be crossing the U.S.-Mexico border like that. Thanks, the town of Annandale. And that song is, of course, Steely Dan's My Old School. The song refers to talking about not only going down to Mexico, but also stating that the narrator will not be going back to Annandale until California crumbles into a sea. Also, Mr. D is Dan, who I should add is not a member of a band.
Glad I got one.
Letter number 4. Dear John, either one. That shrimpy guy is nothing but a coward. I demand a match of the universe. Thanks, the three-sided fighter. The Ever Johns hint should give you a message that this is a song by They Might Be Giants. The reference to a three-sided fighter involves Triangle Man, a fighter in the hit song Particle Man, who knocked out Particle Man and Person Man. Letter 5. Dear Sir, that is correct. I am on a dating scene. Hard to believe it, back in February, you were on a dating scene too. Better yet, how on earth does my guy look like her? It kills me to think of it. The hint comes from word kills. The song is The Killers, Somebody Told Me, where in a chorus, Brandon Flowers sings about someone, about how somebody told him that a person has a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend he had in February of last year.
Yes.
And the last letter, the big challenger. Good. Letter number 6. Dear Sir, listen up, you funny-looking fellow. You haven't seen the last of me, and I know for a fact that my plane is much better than that flying house of yours. Initial BVR. This is reference to one of the biggest novelty hits of all time. A letter's from Baron von Richthofen, a fighter pilot who fought for the Germans in World War I and is considered to be the most successful pilot in the history of war.
Yeah.
The funny-looking fellow who flies flying houses.
It was Snoopy.
You guessed it? Snoopy.
Yes.
And that song is a Royal Guardsman's surprise novelty hit, Snoopy vs. Red Baron, a song that spawned a few sequels. Well, thanks, Brian and Tina. This is Michael Fox here from the suburbs of Raleigh. The post office is closed. Thanks for playing.
Oh, Michael, I loved it. I love the gimmick. I love the idea behind it. It was just me kind of wrapping my mind around it. I don't think it was too hard. I don't think it was something you need to make easier for the next one. I definitely do want you to create another one. So that was very, very well done, very creative, very imaginative. So please do create another one. And if you've got an idea for a musically challenged segment, please get it to me. You can email it to me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER if you have a request, or if you want to leave a musically challenged on the phone line, you're welcome to do it that way. Or you can send a message on the forums or on the weblog, and all that stuff is at coverville.com. Well, Wednesday, in 2 days, I will be back home. I will be back on the regular microphone. Stuff will be back to normal just in time for the Sadie Hawkins Day, which is a reversal of what we do here on Coverville. Instead of doing all covers, it'll be all originals. So, of course, you're familiar with the Originalville concept if you're a frequent listener to the show. Stick around for that. That'll be on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we'll do the Velvet Underground cover story. So just move things down a day since I'm out of town here. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.